So how do ordinary people go from feeling stuck and trapped in their life to positively changing, living with 10 times more confidence and self-belief in their ability and getting the results that they want in their life? In this podcast, we give you the tools, techniques, and questions that society doesn't teach you to help you do exactly that. My name's James Hatney. I'm a life coach and NLP practitioner, and welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. Where are you placing the responsibility? Yes, welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. James Hatton here as always. And today's podcast is following something that we talked about in the last episode, which is around, are you using your most productive years? And this is going to be talking today about, where are you placing the responsibility for how you live your most productive years? So really, really excited for today's show, because this was a big light bulb moment for me. But also it's around conversations that I have with clients, conversations that I have just with people in general, and the language that I hear them use in terms of where the responsibility lies, which I'll explain in a little bit more as well, a little bit more detail throughout this episode as well. But at the end of this episode, it's going to really raise your awareness, but also get you asking better questions so you can get better quality life. Okay, now before we jump into today's show, if you haven't already, make sure you hit subscribe just so you never miss an episode of the podcast. And also as well, this is the last podcast that will be going out. So it's going out on Friday, the 20th of November, because on the 23rd of November, we have the workshop. So I don't know if there's going to be some tickets left available because, well, I record these podcasts at the start of the week. But have a check out. Make sure they're available, because this is going to really transform your mindset. And this is how to keep a positive mindset during COVID-19. And the link to get the tickets, if there is still some available, is at www.impactcoachingglobal.com/workshop. And yeah, as I mentioned, the ticket, these podcasts are recorded at the start of the week. So there may be tickets available, there may not be tickets available, but there is a limited number and they are selling as well. So make sure you head over and just check out if you can still jump on there. And if not, drop me a direct message on Instagram at impactcoaching1 or an email at contact@impactcoachingglobal.com, and I will let you know and keep you in touch when the next one will be. Okay, so let's dive into today's podcast then, because today's podcast is, I'm going to be really focusing upon who is responsible and where are you placing your responsibility currently at the moment in time. Because are you wishing away your best years just so you retire? And during those best years, are you placing responsibility for how you are living with unfulfillment, how you are unhappy in your job, how you are bored with the work that you are doing, how you haven't got the money that you wish you had, or you haven't got the freedom that you want, or the security externally with somebody else, with the company, with your boss, with your manager? Because if you are, you are leaving that control with somebody else. You are placing the control and you are placing the blame and the problem at somebody else's feet who doesn't really care. I'm going to be honest with you. They don't really care, because they have their own problems. They have their own challenges and goals in life. So they aren't going to really be focused around helping you to achieve your goals. That's down to you. That's down to you, because that is where true motivation, that is where true passion, and that is where true desire lies. And between the ages of 20 to, let's say, 65, they are your most productive years, when you are the fittest, you're the healthiest, you have the greatest motivation, you have the energy, you have the passion, the fire. People place, and you may be doing this at the moment in time, because I used to do it, you place the responsibility for that, for living your best years as you want to do, with somebody else. So are you making the most out of your most productive years? Now, this really came about, and this really started for me, is when I was going through my coaching qualification, when I was learning about how to ask better questions to get a better quality life and how to help people to do the same. I was having a conversation with a guy where I used to work. I used to work in recruitment in a corporate recruitment office, a global company called Adecco. And we were having a conversation, and we were just sat there having a general conversation. And he just turned to me and he said, "I'm so bored. I am so bored with my life, and I'm just bored with what I'm doing, you know." And we had a deeper conversation. And by the way, this guy was 22 years of age. And we were sat there, and I'm listening to him, and I could hear from the tone in his voice, I could see from his body language, from the words that he was using in describing this situation, how he was bored. Bored with life and bored of what he was doing. And this was a 22-year-old guy, as I said. The work's boring, they aren't challenging me, they aren't giving me enough money, I don't feel like I'm being valued here. And as I was listening to him, he was placing the whole responsibility externally. How the work he is doing is boring. How he isn't being challenged. Not the fact that he wasn't challenging himself, or the fact that what work he was doing was boring him. He was placing the blame externally. So I started to ask him some questions of, how do you want to feel instead? And what does that look like? And what do you want to be doing? And how do you want to be challenged? How can you challenge yourself? And what I was doing is I was flipping the coin. I was flipping the coin from him placing the responsibility for him being happy, for him being engaged, for him being wealthy, for him having more money, for him being challenged, not with the company and this huge organization that we worked for, but I was placing it with him. I was giving him the control. I was literally picking up the control and going, okay, you are now focusing upon, or you were previously focusing upon, how the company was not making your work exciting, or they weren't challenging you, and asking you how you can make what you do daily, how you can challenge yourself. And the look on his face of, oh, well, okay, I would be doing this, I would be doing that, it would look like this, it would look like that. And just a few questions enabled him to really unlock this idea that he was in control, that he had control over this. And I walked away from the conversation, and he was deep in thought about, I think I kind of ruined his involvement in the meeting, because I think he spent the whole of the meeting running through these questions in his mind. And I found out only a couple of months ago that he had left the company and gone to do something completely different. Now, I don't know if that's whether down to our conversation, I'm not too sure. Maybe I need to ask him about that. Maybe I do, because I left shortly after there. And the thing for me, and this was a big, well, that's really raised my awareness, is when I was walking away from having that conversation, is that I could see that was me. That was me from 2-3 years ago, you know. That was me. I was bored with life. I was unfulfilled. I was overworked. I was anxious about what the future held for me. And I had a lack of education of how I could change that. I lacked that knowledge and lacked that education. And at the age of 23, 24, I was ready to sacrifice myself to that unfulfilling cycle and kill my dreams for it to then take 40, 50 years to actually bury me. And this is really important for you. This is really important for you because you may now be bored with the work that you are doing. You may feel like the company that you are with is not challenging you. You may feel that what you do right now is what you have fell into. And, well, you know what? This is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life because they give me the work, they pay me. Yes, I want more money, but the company that I work for doesn't pay enough, or they don't give. I want more freedom to see my family, to see my friends, to do things that I am actually passionate about. But this company, they don't give you enough freedom, they don't give you enough time off, they don't give you enough holidays. You're placing the blame, the problem, at somebody else's feet. You're placing the blame and the problem at the company's door, okay? Where, what would happen if you were to ask yourself different questions? Okay, well, what freedom do I want to create for myself? And how can I create that freedom? How much more money do I want? And what can I do to get more money? What do I want to do? It could be also that you're bored of the work that you are doing. Okay, well, what work do you want to be doing? What lifestyle do you want to live? What career do you want to have? And how can you get that career? Taking a step back and asking different questions than the ones that you're asking at the moment in time. Instead of focusing upon why you are in this situation and placing the blame because at someone else's feet because they don't give you enough holidays or they don't pay you enough. Actually taking that control and that responsibility back. Because if you don't do that, you are going to be living out that default future on that unfulfilling cycle. And that, for me, that realization that I could actually ask myself different questions, I could take control from living this bored life, unfulfilled, anxious about the future. I could take control and start to ask myself better questions, discover what I want instead, really, really change my life. Because then, with that newfound knowledge, I was able to go, right, how can I make that happen? And that has allowed me, as I've said, to travel the world, to start my own business, to become a qualified coach and NLP practitioner, to start a podcast. And that is all by asking better questions. So I want you to really take that ownership, to realize that that path, that bored, unfulfilled cycle is not the only path. It may feel like your default path at the moment in time, but that is not your default path. Just like my old work colleague realized, when we ask ourselves better questions, when we are given a different perception, and when we take that control back, when you take that control back, you can change your life because you are now in control. So if you are bored in that job, if you are bored of your commute into work each and every single day, but you feel like you have to do it because work tells you to do it, the responsibility lies with you. Stop placing the blame elsewhere, waiting for something to change or someone to change it for you, because it won't. Take ownership of your own change. Instead of expecting it to fall from the sky and just hoping that it will happen, start creating, start taking action. And it all starts by discovering how you want to live, what you want to have happen. How do you want to use? How do you want to use your most productive years between the ages of 20 to 65, whatever that may be? They are your most productive years. So take responsibility, take action, and use your energy, use your passion, use that dream inside of you to do what you want during those most productive years. And if I can do it, the guy off an estate in Stoke-on-Trent in England can do it, you most certainly can do it as well. So the message of today is to, where are you placing that ownership? Are you placing it externally, or do you want to place it internally? Because I know where you want to place it now. Place it internally. Take control, take ownership, and be responsible during your most productive years so you can live the life that you want to live. Take back that control. So that's all that I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. And I'm going to leave you how I always leave you. Remember that your habits and your routines all work towards your dreams. I want you to understand how grateful I am for you listening to today's podcast. So in return, I want you to experience the power of life coaching. And I would like to send an invitation to you as a podcast listener to feel the power of coaching in your own life with a free one-to-one personal coaching experience with me. All I ask is your commitment to 1 hour to change your life and work towards your top 10 life goals. So to grab your invitation, head over to www.impactcoachingglobal.com/experience before the allocated slots get snapped up. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you.